Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, continuing from our last session, the companion whose name was Habib ibn Ismail Najjar, who was the companion of the three messengers that were sent to a city. And when the people rejected the message of the prophets, inviting them towards Tawheed, and wanted to harm the messengers, so this man, as a companion to the messengers, came and he spoke to the people. And in Surah Yasin, the beginning part is about the Risalat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then talks about the messengers that came, and then the dialogue that this person had with his own community. And so he started speaking to them. And he starts off by explaining to them, and he said, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي. Why should I not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَطَرَنِي. When He has given me my entire existence, not only did He create me, but my entire existence, all my functions, whatever I can do, fatarani, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has originated me. Wa ilayhi turja'oon, and to Him we are all going to return. And so sometimes, my respected brothers, the most difficult task is, how do you give, or how do you invite someone towards Tawheed, towards Islam, towards the right path? And so this is how he is speaking to them. He started off by saying, number one, it's common sense that some people who are more wise and intelligent than you, you should follow them. That is the messengers. Then he said to them, they are not even asking you for any money. This tells you the sincerity. And then the third point, he talks about himself. That have you ever wondered who created you, who created me, who created everything? This entire existence, how did it come about? So why should a person not be connected to the Creator? Now before we go into the tafsir of this Ayat-e-Kareema, what we need to understand and what we learn from these ayats is that in this world people will have different professions. Koi pilot hota hai. Koi wakil hota hai. Someone is an electrician, plumber, doctor, businessman, teacher. And for this dunya to function, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that every person will take on a profession, will become his livelihood. And that is how this dunya works. But the most difficult profession, the most difficult job that can be assigned to anyone, a duty given, is the duty that Allah gives to the messengers, to the prophets. That is the most difficult job. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses nabuwat. Nobody can just become a nabi by themselves. Although someone sent me a clip that in Pakistan a lady has now declared that she is a nabiya. So I responded by saying, "Bhai, don't send this clip, she is mentally disturbed." But anyway, in Pakistan everyone claims to be everything. But anyway, khair chale. The most difficult job is the job of a nabi. That is why our Sheikh Murabbi Pir Ghulam Habib Naqshbandi, a great spiritual leader, he would say in Urdu, "Insan ko insan banana ye hai bada mushkil kaam." What would he say? "Insan ko insan banana ye hai bada mushkil kaam, aur ye hai kaam nabiyon ka." Kya hai? We are born as human beings, but for a human to be a real human, this very difficult task is given to the messengers. Anbiya make insan insan. The people who follow the messengers are human beings. So this, being a human does not mean that you give charity, you are humane, Allah has given you a lot of money, so you give your loose change. Ye bhi galat hai. Jo maldar hota hai, to wo kya hai, bahut si martaba nahi bhi deta hai. Lekin, subhanallah, it's not about just being charitable, that you are very humane. No, no. That doesn't mean you're a good human being, because you're giving charity. A good human being means that he follows the right path. That he is a Muslim. He follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, "O my Nabi, who are the people that go through the most difficult time in this dunya? They go through trials and tribulation. Bahut imtihan inka hota hai. Who are them?" And he said, "Al-anbiya fal-anbiya." The messengers. And then he said, "Thumma al-amthal fal-amthal." And then the people who follow the path of the messengers. A nabi, he goes through the most difficult period in life. Challenges. Life is full of challenges. Why is that, my respected brothers? Nabi ka kaam mushkil kyun hota hai? Let me simplify this for you, my brothers. There are certain things in this dunya that we hold very dear. And we have this deep rooted connection, sentimental value. Our emotions are attached to this. Ek kisam ka natural lagav hota hai. For an example, if you are going to swear, swearing is wrong anyway. But if you swear at someone, that is wrong. You swear at his brother, he'll get angry. You swear at his friends, he'll get angry. But then when you swear at his mother and father, what will happen? His anger will increase. Why? Swearing at your brother, it was at level 1, 2. Friends, 1. Then all of a sudden, from 0 to 10, isne aaj 3 char ali, ab aajao. Kya hai? Meri maa ko gaali di tune. What do you think you are? Swearing at my mom, huh? Abba ko gaali di. Everything totally changes. Why? Because as human beings, there are certain things that we place great value for. There is this emotional attachment. And even more than sometimes your parents, when it comes to religion, people have this very sentimental, emotional, deep-rooted connection to religion. Although things are very much changing now in the modern world. In the modern world, things are changing. But historically, and especially in many other parts of the world, not so much so in the western part of the world today, but most definitely the eastern part of the world, people have this very strong relationship with their faith and with their religion. And when a Nabi comes, his challenge is very difficult. He has to scrape out from the heart the deeply rooted emotions, value that they have in their faith. And a Nabi does that because Shaitan has put in his mind that this religion is right. What has Shaitan put in his mind? My religion is right. And for generations after generation, this false religion has been his way of life and his acceptance, and he will believe in this. But in reality, it is what? False. In reality, it is false. And so a Nabi comes in this dunya to change him from the false path to the right path. But because he has this very strong connection from his forefathers, they have been doing this. And then when a Nabi starts to challenge them in these matters, they become very rough and tough with a Nabi. They want to harm the Nabi. And in some cases, they want to murder, assassinate, plot to kill a Nabi. That is how far people go. Why? Because you are now going against not me, my community, my forefathers, generations that we have believed in this. But what a Nabi is saying, for your generations to believe in something does not mean it is right. And the tabiat, you know, this is something we have to understand. This natural condition of a human being as compared to a Nabi is very different. See, you and I are very careful. You have a friend that is Christian, very good friend, good relationship, he's got good character. You have a friend that is Hindu. You have a friend, he might not believe in anything. But you haven't got the guts to speak to him about Iman, Islam and Tawheed. Oh, we haven't got the guts. Why? Because that relationship that, look, he might feel bad, he's a good person, my relationship with him is amicable, and maybe if I talk about Islam to him, it might not go in good with him, he might not like it, he might break relationship. There are 101 things that we think before we can talk to anybody about Iman and Islam. Am I right? That's what we do. But a Nabi does not think about that. Nabi does not think about that. The Nabi, his tabiat, I'm actually talking about how a Nabi thinks because of Risalat. And because of this duty given to him when he is appointed as a Nabi. When he becomes a Nabi, all of these emotional relationship that we have, a Nabi does not think about it when it comes to religious matters. When it comes to religious matters. Because to him there is only one thing, Jannat and Jahannam. There is no time for me to be diplomatic. You know, sometimes you go to a doctor and the doctor will tell you, I'm so sorry, there's no tablets that can work for you. The only possibility is surgery. Surgery. And, you know, we need surgeons to work on you. Now it's difficult. But the doctor is saying, look, I'm not going to waste time. You want to do it? Let's do it, because that's the only way for you to live. So sometimes a surgery is required by a surgeon. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam come in this dunya as surgeons, very powerful people. They are not going to waste time. They've got no time to waste. You can do whatever you want to me. They are prepared for that. Do whatever you want to do. But we are going to do what we have been told to do. We won't think. A Nabi does not think. A Nabi does not think. Of course, they come with the most beautiful character. Don't forget that. They invite in the most beautiful way. There is great diplomacy in their invitation. But they don't stop from their mission. They don't stop from their mission. It's either you are victorious or we are victorious. That is up to you. They go to the front line. Do whatever you have to do. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Look at the thinking of a Nabi. Father is making idols. What is he doing? Making idols. Idol seller. But ko bechne wala. Azar. No compromise. He didn't even think Abba hai. No. There's no Abba when it comes to Tawheed and Risalat. Tawheed and Kufr, there's no Abba. Straight away, he puts the injection. Puts the injection firm inside. He's moving and rocking the boat straight away. Imagine all the idols that were in one mandir, and he goes and he breaks every single one of them. Kitne mujahid the. Did he think of the results? What is going to happen to me? Did he think? What is going to happen to me? I am one. I am breaking all the idols. But look at the wisdom, diplomacy. One big idol he left. And he hung that, kya kehte isko, axe on the head. When the people came, they said, who did it? Ibrahim alayhi salam, who did it? He did it. The murderer is in front of you. Katil tumhare samne, he did it. Look, he's got the weapon. And started. Sami'na fatan yadhkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. Rumor started to circulate. No, no, it's him. Because he is very different from the rest of us. Brave man. Do what you want to do. He said to his father, I am telling you, I am warning you, but you are not listening to me. I have done my duty. Do whatever you want to do. The father is telling him, we are all going to get together, stone you to death. They said, no, we won't even stone you to death. We will burn you alive. What will we do? Look at the test of a Nabi. Dekhe zara soche. We will burn you alive. Allah give iman to our Palestinian brothers. They are doing farz-e kifaya on behalf of the ummah. MashaAllah. Our mujahideen, the Taliban, subhanallah, what they did. After 10, 15, 20 years, they got them out of our country, out. Nikalo bahar, out. Get out. Not an inch of Afghanistan you're going to take. Before that, the Chechnyans, mujahideen, they were not like the Muslims of India, full of excuses. Oh, police inki hai, hukumat inki hai, Modi inka hai, fala inka hai. Are bewakoof, Allah tumhara hai. Allah tumhara hai. So and so. All excuses not to, you know, rock the boat. Allah tumhara hai. Our iman, you know, very weak, my respected brothers. Ibrahim alayhi salam thrown. He says, do what you want to do. They grab him, they hold him. And this huge fire. Karo, do what you want to do. They don't change. Musa alayhi salam, straight to Fir'aun. Straight with his brother Harun. What are you doing? Who do you think you are? Who are you? A god? No, Allah is the god. Worship him. Straight away. Look at the message. Look at the difficulty. Yani soche Nabi ka kaam kitna mushkil tha. Isa alayhi salam. You know, they wanted to give him a punishment. In those days, they would tie you, you know, stick you and on a plank to crucify you. And huge nails on your hands and both your feet tied together, and you bleed to death. You don't even die. You bleed. People are looking at you and looking at how this person is, and slowly it might even rip your body apart and you fall down if death doesn't come to you. And this is what we want to do, Isa alayhi salam. This is what they thought. They thought we have punished Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. This is what we did to him, a Nabi of Allah. Allah is saying, no, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. You had no access to my Nabi. You have not killed him and you have not crucified him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Look at the difficulty of a Nabi. See, we compromise, we will think a Nabi does not, because for them it is the duty given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone came to him one by one. Please compromise. No compromise. There is no such thing as compromise. Sorry. Karna ho kar lo. Jo kuch karna ho karo. Do whatever you have to do. You want to give trouble to my family. You want to harm my family. You want to, you know, cut relationships. Whatever you want to do, do it. You want to do whatever you want to do with my companions, do whatever you want to do. But there is no compromise in this matter. Khatam. And they said, you know what, we'll give you 100 camels, aliyazu billah, if you can take out Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 camels. 100 camels in those days. Everyone wanted to do it. 100 camels, bahut bada price. They didn't leave him. He went to Madinah Munawwara, his own city. They chased him. They came in Badr to fight him. They came in Uhud to fight him. They came in Tabuk to fight him. They came all the time just to fight him. They didn't leave him. There was no peace for him. Then in Madinah, they hypocrites, the munafiqeen were there. Subhanallah al-Azim. Difficulty. Difficulty. Most difficult mission is given to a Nabi. And then to who?
the people who follow the path of the Nabi. Ulama, maulviyon ka kaam bhi bada mushkil. Kya hota hai? Lekin aaj maulvi habshi halwe wale maulvi. Kaise hai maulvi? Habshi halwe wale maulvi. Wo bhi kuch bolte nahi. Kya bole? Kyun bole? To, aur khas karke baz jagah aap dekhe to wo to kuch bhi nahi. All they do is nazm-o-naat, and pass over time and just say to people, "Look, you see how much we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Nothing. The real Islam, the real prophetic teachings, we don't even see. Kya ho raha hai? Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers and elders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen." إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That understand, Allah is saying, I have done your transaction. Every Muslim who says the kalima, a transaction has been done. Allah is saying, I have purchased your life and your wealth. Oh, you, whatever belongs to you in terms of your possession, and your life, the ruh that is inside you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. That whatever is inside you, your body, your ruh and everything, I have purchased that, that transaction is done. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Because of a garden, Jannah, in which you will never die, in which you will feel no pain. But in this dunya, there is going to be struggle. Allah Pak is saying that. You will go through that struggle and you will have to do the duty. And this duty is given to every Muslim man, woman. That although Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not with us, but it is our duty to safeguard the sanctity, the honor of Rasulullah, Deen-e-Islam, the Quran, the symbols of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our duty. This is what we have to do. And then Allah is saying, what will happen in this dunya? Both things will happen. Yuqatilun fi sabilillah. Look, you will also get killed, they will also get killed. Fayaqtuluna wa yuqtalun. You will also die, they will also die. This is the dunya. Haq and batil is going to go like that. Subhanallah al-Azim. So the job of a Nabi, my respected brothers, bahut mushkil hota hai. And a person who is doing the works of a Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a very high position. Allah gives him a very high position. That is why, my respected brothers, you know the people who are going to be given in'am, ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen. Allah says, it is the Nabi, and then it is the siddiqeen. Siddiqeen are those great, great true leaders who speak the truth and who have to speak the truth. Wa shuhada, and those that have given their life in the path of Allah. Wa salihin, and the pious. To a musalman hota hai, his thought process is very different, my respected brothers and elders. A Muslim follows the teachings of a Nabi. And this life of a Nabi, this mission given to him is extremely very, very difficult. Khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. How do we give da'wat? So this man is saying, look, my entire existence, he is the creator. See, Ahmad Didat, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He was questioned that how do you give da'wat? If I can remember vaguely, it's been a long time. He said that once, you know, I was sitting in a taxi and this brother who was giving me a ride was Hindu. What was he? A Hindu man. So he says, I thought, how am I going to give him da'wat? So he said that, oh, you know, I'm a Muslim. What are you? He says, oh, I'm a Hindu. He goes, oh, okay. He goes, what do you worship? He goes, worship. Because you know what? My forefathers were Hindus. What did Ahmad Didat say? He was struck by it. What a line. My forefathers were Hindu. So he says, your forefathers were Hindu. Then what happened to them? So now Ahmad Didat said, when he told me what happened to them, what did I do? Explain to him what Islam is. What did I do? You see how he opened up the conversation, a dialogue. See how he said it to the people. Follow the Nabi. Did they take any money from you? Who created you? Have you ever thought about it? Tell me. Tumhe kisne paida kiya? Kaun hai? So he said that, look, you know, my forefathers were Hindus. So then the conversation started. And how did our Nabi talk to the people? Dialogue. And this dialogue is so important. The mountain of Safa, he's standing up. He calls everyone. And he said to them that, you know, what do you think of me? They said, you? You are the best person in Arabia. The man who has the best character. You are Sadiq and you are Amin. You see how he is talking. What do you mean I am Sadiq and Amin? Have you ever witnessed me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking lies, anything that is false? He said, never. Have I betrayed anyone, any kind of treachery in your amanat? He said, never. Hargiz nahi. Nobody. Because you see, you people have so much faith in me. He says, yes, we have faith in you. He says, imagine if I was going to tell you that behind this mountain, your enemies are waiting to attack you. Will you believe me? They says, of course we will believe you. Allah's Nabi said, but you have not seen your enemies. You know what they said? You saying is enough for us. Kitna kaisi baat kahi? You saying is, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them in confidence in this way, then he waited. You see the mission of a Nabi, how hard it is. Stones are going to be thrown at you. People are going to spit at you. People are going to call you magician. Names will be called. Your family will be hurt. Your daughter will pass away because of your iman, because of your preaching. All of these things. Your uncle's body will be cut into pieces because of this. Everything is going to happen. So he says, now when you believe in me so much, I'm going to say to you that all these gods and idols that you have in front of the Kaaba are all wrong. And I want you to believe and return back to the real teachings of the messengers and come back to Tawheed and say, Qulu la ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, I am the Nabi of Allah, Tuflihun, Jannat will be given to you. What do you think would have happened? You know, Abu Lahab was outraged. They were all angry. Isliye main yahan bulaya. Yahan hamare paas time hai kya? Ye baatein sunen. Kya hua? Oh, news spread. What an announcement. But he says, 1 minute ago, what were you saying? 1 minute ago, what were you saying? Now what are you saying? Allah. How did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk to people? This is something very difficult, my respected brothers. So as Muslims, we are required to give da'wah to the people with wisdom. What is it? Wisdom. Of course, with time, nicely, properly, you know, befriend someone, talk to him, think about it, you know, how am I going to put my reasons forward for him to accept Islam? Alhamdulillah, these are things that are very, very good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. But anyway, he started off by saying to the people, the three messengers were rejected. He said, the one who gave me my body, my ruh, my soul, my function, who originated me, who gave me my existence, should I not worship him? So basically what he was trying to say, that if you have this natural love for your mother and father, why do you have your love for mother and father? Because it is because of your mother and father you are in this world. Right or wrong? So if you are in this world because of your mother and father, That is why you have love for them, respect for them, honor for them. Then isn't it natural that I should have love for Allah who created my mother, who created my father? And if it was not for the permission of Allah, I would still not be here. But Allah wanted me to be here. He has given me existence, my parents' existence. So shouldn't we be worshipping Allah? Baat samajh mein aaye? So we should be worshipping Allah. This is the logic he's putting in front. And then he said, "Wa ilayhi turja'un." And to him we are all going to return. Amazing is the Quran. The 23rd chapter of the Quran, how it begins. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ اس ایک لائن میں زندگی کی پوری فلسفی آ جاتی. In one line. Why? Even now in the year 2023, the most difficult questions is the beginning and the ending. What is it? The most difficult questions are the beginning and the ending. In the modern world today, they reject both. What do? Reject both. Rejecting both means that you are just an accident, some kind of an evolution process. You were some kind of a machli that came out from the ocean, and then you were sneaking out from the water, then you came out dry land, then heat touched you, slight changes, mammal ban gayo, monkey ban gayo, pata nahi kya kuch banaya in logon ne, sab kuch banaya, janwar banaya. When did we all become janwar? Millions of years. Tumhare dadi abba the million years ke liye. Us waqt to is duniya mein jinnat the. Kaun the? Million years. Sabko ullu banaya. So they said, all of a sudden, we don't want Allah Pak and we certainly don't want Adam alayhi salam. Bring confusion to everything. Bring Charles Darwin evolution. Kya kar diya? And what about the ending? The ending. So they said, ending is very easy. Just reject it. Nothing is going to happen to you. By when you die, it's the end. Khalas, so jao. Mar gaye, mitti ban gaye. The end. Subhanallah. And some people will make funny stories for the beginning and the ending. They have got false gods that are going to say these false gods have created you. And you know what? Some people make up a story of your ending. Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, inke yahan ye akida hota hai, reincarnation ka. Kiska hota hai? Kitna maza? Kya hai? Reincarnation. Wow. Shahid Afridi ne bhi aisi six zor ki nahi mari hogi. Kya? Shahid Afridi ne bhi aisi six zor ki nahi mari hogi. Ball ko stadium se bahir. You hit a six out. And if people have said all sorts, imagination, stories, fairy tale, fictitious stories, all these things, you know, anything. People were meditating and this is what they found out. Wow. It is shaitan that put this into your mind. So what happens now? They say that, you know, they say cats, the Spanish people say cats have seven lives. How many? Some say nine lives. Why, the truth is a cat, Michari, does not have a seven life. Kya yaar? Cat ko kyun tumne aise? Which cat has got seven lives? Have you seen cat with seven lives? Spanish people say seven lives. Some say nine lives. Nobody's got seven lives, nine lives. This is a reincarnation. So what happens? They say, when we die, we have to burn the body into ashes quickly so that the soul goes into another body. We have to burn the body, cremation. Shukar karo Allah ka ke hum musalman. Aha. Allah. How can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, I go as far as saying If somebody was to tell me, what proof have you got that Islam is true? I will say to them, don't even come to our masjid. Don't even go to Masjidul Haram. Don't even go to Masjid-e Nabwi. Just go to our cemetery. Go to your cemetery and go to our cemetery and sit there for half an hour. Yeah? You want to know if Islam is the truth? Okay. Go to your cemetery. Go to your places where you are burning human bodies. Cremation or whatever. Lakriyo ke upar ya fire mein jo bhi ho. And whatever you people, your method is, how you die, go to your cemetery and go to our cemetery and have an open mind and an open heart and have a look. In half an hour, the heart will tell you that this is the true religion. Hamari kabristan mein itna sukoon hai, ki jitna tumhare gharon mein sukoon hai. Kya Allah ne deen diya hai, subhanallah. What a beautiful deen. This is Islam, my respected brothers. So what happens? You have to burn the body for this soul. So now the iman is that this soul is going to be moving around even thousands of times. And if he has been good in dunya, he will be in another Brahman's body or whatever. But if he has been naughty, naughty, he might become an animal. Suvar ki ruh milegi, kutte ki ruh milegi, tumhe ye milega, he milega. Aray Allah. See how shaitan plays with the minds, my people, my respected brothers. And then Allah punishes people even before the real punishment with your own hands. Kabar mein to jahannam hai ya nahi? Kabar mein to jahannam hai na kufar par. Lekin kabar ke upar, who is burning you? Own family. Look at the disrespect. And then look at the akida. I am trying to say all these to you, my respected brothers, because the Quran is saying, Islam is the religion that tells you your beginning. It points out clearly how every part of Adam alayhi salam was created. It points out clearly how you and I came into existence. Don't be in doubt. And then Islam points out clearly where you are going to be returned. Tumhara ant kaha hai. Tum ek tasbih sikhai. Alladheena idha asabathum musibah. When any kind of musibah touches you, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajihoon. Islam is teaching you continuously so you know what is your return. Don't be fooled. And they say that, you know, we burn the body and then where do we take the ashes? Leicester mein jo hum pani peete hai na, filter wala, wahi wo ashes ko bhi kahan dalte hai? Us river mein dalte hai. Kahan dalte? They put it in the river. But anyway, some people take it to the river Ganges. Kya hai? To the river Ganges. Has anybody been to the river Ganges? Allah na le jaye kisi ko. I mean, so aise hi. Main bhi kya bol raha hu? Roza laga hai shay. Aap log kahenge, Mauli sahab kya bol rahe to? Sahi yaar, roza to laga hi hai. 3 million liters of sewage is emptied every day in the Ganges. Kitna? Google kar lena aap. Agar aapko lage ki maine kuch, nahi main aise nahi karta hu. 3 million liters of sewage is emptied in the Ganges. It is considered to be the most polluted waterway in the world. Ek hai motorway. This is waterway. Most polluted. And subhanallah, dekhe my respected brothers, even your beginning you don't know. Most of the people don't know how they are in this dunya. Your ending you don't know. How ignorant you are. And in Islam, alhamdulillah, we know what we are supposed to do in this dunya. We know our beginning. We know who came before our Nabi. We know our ending. We know about alam-e-barzakh. We know about alam-e-akhirat. We know about alam-e-hashar. We know about Jannah. We know about Jahannam. What a beautiful religion this is, my respected brothers. Aur musalman ki maut aati hai to kitna adab. Allah ne kaha, your body is an amanat. How can you burn, deface something? How can you burn it? How can you burn the body? The same body that you have used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this body of a Muslim, take care of it as if it was alive. Somebody might say, itar lagana murde ko kya fayda? Are nahi nahi, musalman ka jism. Beautiful kurta, beautiful, white, white. Why is it white? Why is it white? Noor, what is it? Noor. It's a symbol of cleanliness. It's a symbol of cleanliness. Beautiful white kurta. And then, not even hot water, not even cold water. Right temperature water. And don't even be harsh when you're giving it, rubbing the body. Do it slowly, slowly, narm se, narm se. Musalman ka jism. MashaAllah. Musalman ka jism. He is going now. This dulha is going. Wow, wow, wow. This dulhan is going. SubhanAllah. He's going back. All his life he worshipped Allah. Every year he was fasting. He gave zakat. He did all the good works that Allah gave him the tawfiq. And then when you are lifting him, when you are giving him ghusl, he's saying, Qaddimuni, Qaddimuni, yaad, jaldi to karo, jaldi ghusl do, mujhe jaldi dafan karo, main to jannat mein ja raha hu. Hadith mein hai, main to jannat mein ja raha hu. Wow, wow. And then you put attar on him also. And mashallah, this Murani chehra, you put also the kafan on him. And then with nobility, with honor, with izzat, you are going to dig his grave. If there is water in the grave, clean it by. Remove the water. Anything that is not appropriate, clean it. Bahut itminan ke saath is musalman ka ikram to dekhe. Body ka ikram ho raha. Jism ka. So many people are there. And everybody is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sending durood. Allahumma gfir lahu. Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma gfir li hayyina, wa mayyitina, wa shahidina, wa ghaibina, wa sagirina, wa kabirina, wa dhakarina. Hundreds of people are making dua, women are reading Yasin, doing isale sawab. People who know him are making dua. Nek log uske liye dua kar rahe. They could not attend the janaza, they are elsewhere, they are still making dua. His sadqa-e jariya is making dua for him. Everything is there. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, such is his ikram, that when you are lifting him, make sure you are lifting him properly. Janaze ko theek tarike se uthao. And then you take him. And then ikram, ikram, turn his face to the Qibla. This man is a man of Qibla. He's not like another dead body bhai. He's not like you. People in other faiths put a three-piece suit on. Kya hai? What is the use of spending thousands of pounds when he is dying? In Africa, there was some burial. They put a Mercedes Benz and everything, his bedroom, everything in the ground. Ajeeb, I don't know. Kamal ki baat hai, sahi baat hai. They made a big hole. He was a wealthy man. They said he is going to take everything with him. They made a proper apartment for him, bedroom, this, that, and his car also went down. What's the use of a three-piece suit? You know, Islam said, we are going to give him dignity, but we could have easily said that he will go in a nice kurta, but this nice kurta is of use to someone who's alive. So we will give him the kafan. And he dies. And then they change his face to the Qibla. SubhanAllah. Allahu. And then they are saying, slowly put down the mitti. Thak, 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 nahi karna chahiye. And then how do we even put the soil down? Even then ikram. Minha khalaknakum. Wa fiha nu'idukum. Wa minha nukhrijukum tarata nukhra. SubhanAllah. And he is buried, now he is there. And then, SubhanAllah, they also, You are reading Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Mulk. And then there are brothers remaining and making dua that Allah question time, make it easy for him. And this is how with ikram the body is not burnt. The body is not standing. There's no humiliation. There's ikram. We know our beginning. We know our ending. And most importantly, the main part is the middle part. Your existence in this dunya, what is it there for? We know that. And this is what is explained in Surah Yasin. That man is saying to the people, وَمَا لِيَ, look, what is the matter with you people? Who do you want me to worship? لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي, you don't want me to worship the one who's given me my existence? The one who is telling you who created you and where you are going to go? فَتَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And we are all going to be returned to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Mere Azizo, Allah has given us this beautiful deen. You know, everything about Islam is logic, natural. Koi aisi cheez nahi hai ke, you know, it defies logic. Everything about our deen, from cleanliness to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ayats of the Quran, to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful. Beautiful. You know, we as human beings, we can talk to anybody about our deen without any kind of humiliation. Dusre mazhabon ko dekhe. Look at other people. You know, in other people, in other religions, even smoking weed is part of religion. Yeah, Rastafarians ko pata hai na? The famous man was Bob Marley, with dreadlocks, and he used to take weed. I've read about it. He used to take weed. It's part of the faith. And then, dekhe, kaise? In some religions, you won't believe it. Allahu Akbar. Mujhe yaad hai, maine padha tha ek martaba. One group of, from Hinduism, Vishnu ko maanne wale log the, kaise se. They also believe in cannibalism. Cannibalism. And you will find these people most of the time in the Kabristans and, you know, where the bodies are being burned. That is how they are. They take the ashes and they rub it on their faces. Or, nange hote, nange hote. It's incredible. Today, you know, a person who is so dirty, filthy, doesn't know nothing. And you go in many parts of the world, people are falling on their feet. People are falling. Oh, this man must be... So if you are crazy, pagal, the more you are pagal, the pious you are. The more dirty you are, the most pious you are. Ajeeb. Ajeeb log. Sahi baat mein aapko keh raha. Nowadays it's so easy to see with the social media that is at your disposal in your hands. You see what is happening in this dunya. The more dirty you are, the more filthy you are, the more, you know, some people smoke drugs, this, that, and you see big following. Very pious people. Subhanallah. Bhai Allah ne mujhe aapko iman ki daulat di hai. Allah mera aapka khatima bil khair farmaye. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen.